All right, thank you for sticking around, and we're back. As you probably would expect me to do, is drop a lot of the catchphrases in here. And honestly, if I had a little more time, because my regular 9 to 5 is taking me out of town, or took me out of town last week, so I didn't have a lot of time to do that. So I'll try. This week we will be talking about the Austin series. About the Austin Powers series of movies. Austin Powers is a satirical spy comedy film created and stars Mike Myers. He stars as Austin Powers as well as several of his arch enemies, Dr. Evil. Maybe you can get $1 million. Fat Bastard. I got a turtle head poking out here. And if you listen to Fat Bastard, that is Shrek. So there you go. And of course, Goldmember. The series consisted of 97's International Man of Mystery, 99's The Spy Who Shagged Me, and 2002 Goldmember. The series is a satire of numerous films and characters, namely James Bond and Jason King, and incorporates a myriad of other elements of popular culture as it follows a British spy quest to bring down his nemesis. The character Powers represents is an archetype. Archetype? The character that Powers represents is the epitome of 1960s swinging London, with his advocacy of free love and his use of obscure impressions and his clothing style. The films also poke fun at the outrageous plots, rampant sexual innuendos, and one-dimensional stock characters associated with 1960s spy films. Yes. I learned so much from the Austin Powers series about sexual innuendos. Of course, I was already a pretty skilled servant at that time. Mike Myers is quoted in saying, "Austin Powers is everything I watched on TV in the late 60s. My parents were from Liverpool, and there's no one more English than an Englishman who no longer lives in England." Austin Powers is a British secret agent, a quote, international man of mystery. He works as a fashion photographer by day and British intelligence agent at night, and always becomes extremely excited when an attractive woman is working with him or is simply nearby. He is the main protagonist of the series. In all three films, Austin learns of a new plot by Dr. Evil and intervenes to prevent it. His quest to prevent Dr. Evil from carrying out his schemes often involve his meeting various types of people, getting into fights, and getting caught up in wacky situations. I love that word, wacky. He has a new, young, and sexy female ally in every film, and that's not counting Marie Kensington. Dr. Evil, portrayed by Mike Myers, his real name is Douglas Power, and of course, he is better known as Dr. Evil, and he is an incredibly bumbling as well as extremely dim-witted evil genius and the nemesis of Austin Powers and the main antagonist for the series. He is the leader of an evil organization called VirtueCon, with many henchmen as his allies. He concocts ridiculous schemes in every film, with Austin attempting to stop him from his doings. However, he never wins, often because his plans are always ridiculously overcomplicated. He is far too stupid to realize how much crazier they can be. Other times, it is because something happens to interfere. He resembles Alec Trevelyan, Agent 006, in some ways. As Dr. Evil and Austin Powers were raised as brothers before the car explosion, much like James Bond and Alec Trevelyan were raised at the same orphanage before they were recruited by MI6. Also, Dr. Evil and Austin Powers attended the same spy academy together. Interestingly, the Daniel Craig James Bond films would later interpret the character of Ernst Starvo Blofeld, the chief inspiration for Dr. Evil, as a long-lost foster brother figure to Bond. Somewhat likely intentional, somewhat likely unintentional, echoing the Austin Powers Dr. Evil relationship. Dr. Evil's schemes often include his attempts to take over the world. They sometimes involve threatening or destroy. They sometimes involve threatening to destroy or hurt something in exchange for money. One notable example is when he presented a giant laser to the President of the United States, and he said he would destroy Washington, D.C., and possibly other major cities unless he was paid $100 billion. Aside from his schemes, Dr. Evil and his son Scott talk to each other, but he is a completely awful father, and Scott is often shown to be far more intelligent than his father. He was originally born Douglas Powers, son of Nigel Powers and twin brother to Austin. He has a son with Frau Farbison named Scott Evil. Scott, big bag of shush. Who is also the grandson of Nigel and the nephew of Austin Powers. Basil Expedition, portrayed by Michael York, works for the British Intelligence Agency as Austin's controller. A happy-go-lucky man, he is very fond of Austin, saying he is irresistible to women, deadly to his enemies, and a legend in his own time. He and Austin both went to the British Intelligence Academy together at the same time. Presumably, this is how they met. Basil often provides Austin with gadgets to help him complete his missions, and is often seen wearing a carnation, even during his and Austin's time at the academy. His surname is a joke on his principal function in the film, to provide Austin, the audience, with the necessary exposition. Vanessa Kensington, played by Elizabeth Hurley. Vanessa Kensington is Austin's partner in Austin Powers International Man of Mystery, and is the daughter of Austin's original partner, Mrs. Kensington. A beautiful, determined, intelligent young woman, Austin is heavily attracted to her and often goes to great lengths to try to get to sleep with her. She is disgusted by his attempts for much of the film and continuously resists his temptations, but later grows more attracted to him. At the end of the film, she and Austin marry and are last seen while on their honeymoon. In The Spy Who Shagged Me, she is revealed to have been or was replaced by a fembot when she tries to kill Austin while they are in their honeymoon suite. Later, Basil claims the ministry knew this ahead of time. Felicity Shagwell, played by Heather Graham, is a CIA agent who is partnered with Austin Powers when it is discovered that Vanessa is a fembot, and to help Austin get his mojo back. Like Vanessa, she is very beautiful, which Austin simply cannot resist being attracted to. However, she is much more attracted to him than Vanessa was. And they fall in love with one another. Felicity is notable for having slept with Fat Bastard in the line of duty to place a tracking device on him, in which at first Austin is unhappy with. However, he eventually forgives her, and they work together to defeat Dr. Evil. She was originally intended to appear in the third film in a scene that explained what happened to her character, but the scene was cut from the final release. Foxy Cleopatra, played by Beyoncé Knowles, and her butt, is Austin's groovy musician sidekick and former lover in Austin's Austin Powers Gold Member. She is from the 1970s, dressing in fashionable clothing of the era and sporting a very large fro. She uses the word sugar often. Pronouncing it as sugar, like you under arrest, sugar. She and Austin are reunited after 8 years when Austin travels back to the 1970s, and they work together to stop Dr. Evil and Goldmember. Her character is inspired by blaxploitation style characters played by Pam Grier and Tamra Dobson. Number three, played by Fred Savage, Mole, is a very young agent and mole who works undercover for the British intelligence. He is assigned by his employers to become the assistant of number two. Molly, 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 Molly. Dr. Evil's right-hand man. He manages to successfully get Mini-Me to change sides when Scott Evil takes his place next to Dr. Evil. Despite his talents at his job, he has an enormous black mole. We should never talk about the mole. I said mole. Don't say mole. On his face that neither Austin nor Dr. Evil can resist pointing out whenever they see him, making him a source of comedy in the film. Coincidentally, he works as a mole, and has a mole on his face, in which he is painfully aware. Nigel Powers, played by Michael Caine and Scott Uckerman as young Nigel, is a master spy and Austin and Dr. Evil's father. When he took his family on vacation and stopped to find a restroom, their car exploded and Nigel returned to see that his wife is dead and that Austin survived, but he is very frightened. He assumes Dougie, Dr. Evil's actual first name is Douglas, is dead, though he actually survived by living inside his mother's burnt carcass. He continues to raise Austin. He and his son are very much alike. They are both jet-setting, playboy lifestyle, and both are incomparable ladies' men. Their relationship is nonetheless strained, as Nigel was absent for much of Austin's childhood and seems uninterested in having anything more than a casual friendship with his son. During Austin's knighthood, Nigel did not show up to be there for him, and Austin is later saying Daddy wasn't there with the band Ming T. He later reveals that he felt neglected by Nigel and often gives him minimal respect. However, they manage to make up by the end of the film. Nigel is also extremely prejudiced against Dutch people, but hypocritically claims he doesn't tolerate anyone who cannot stand the cultures of other people. Frau Farbison, portrayed by Mindy Sterling. And Mindy, the last I saw her, she was on The Goldbergs as one of the Schwartz, Schwartz's wife. She is Dr. Evil's attack and defense specialist and Scott's mother. She has a very heavy German accent. In a running gag through the films, her shouting with the emphasis usually putting on the last syllable causes everyone to flinch. Frau and Dr. Evil were lovers at one time, but now she identifies herself as a lesbian. She introduces her former lover to Scott when he returns. However, she actually cares about Scott and wants him to be happy, unlike his father. Scott did not know that Frau was his biological mother until Scott's next appearance on the Jerry Springer Show. Number two, portrayed by Robert Wagner, and a younger version of number two, played by Rob Lowe. He is Dr. Evil's second-in-command who wears an eye patch. He and Dr. Evil have known each other for many years and attended school together, but he never liked his boss and constantly feels second best behind him. Number two is actually a much better leader than Dr. Evil and has a series of high-earning legitimate businesses behind him. Dr. Evil fails to appreciate this and always favors he always favors evil schemes. In the first film, Number Two has developed Virtricon, a legitimate front for Evil's empire, into a multi-billion dollar enterprise by the time Dr. Evil is thawed. During the fight between Powers and Evil, it is interrupted by Number Two, who attempts to betray Evil by making a deal with Powers. Dr. Evil uses a trap door to eliminate Number Two. In the second film, Number Two has survived the trap door and the base's self-destruction, which have left some burn scars on his face. He introduces Dr. Evil to his clone, Mini-Me, and reveals that Virtricon has purchased Starbucks. Using a time machine, Dr. Evil and Mini-Me meet a younger Number Two and Frau. In the third film, Number Two does not sport any scars, as seen in the previous films, and has established the Hollywood talent agency for Dr. Evil, who has signed George Clooney, Julia Roberts, Leo DiCaprio, and Leonardo DiCaprio, so that Dr. Evil could make huge sums of legitimate money. He is with Dr. Evil and his followers at the base behind the Hollywood sign when Dr. Evil unveils his new plan to travel back to 1975 to enlist Goldmember. Scott Evil, portrayed by Seth Green, is Dr. Evil's grown-up son with Dr. Evil's grown-up son with Frau, perpetrated by the fact that his father was absent for so long and suddenly decided to show up. Scott consistently refuses Dr. Evil's pleas to bond with him. He is also shown to be far more intelligent than his father and is almost always able to find an easier way to carry out his father's plans, which often prompts Dr. Evil to argue with him. Scotty becomes increasingly evil, even losing his hair in the process. And in the third film, he eventually replaces Mini-Me. Mini-Me eventually feels rejected by Dr. Evil and defects to Austin's side. At the end of Goldmember, Scott is now completely bald and swears revenge on Austin and his father and has taken over his father's criminal empire. Scott is also Nigel's grandson to Austin Powers. Mini-Me, portrayed by the late Vern Troyer. Mini-Me is a miniature clone that was made of Dr. Evil before he was sent back in time. He is very similar to Dr. Evil, except he is 1/8 his size. Mini-Me cannot talk and often expresses himself with writing. However, he is never afraid to use his middle finger as an insult whenever necessary. Dr. Evil babies Mini-Me, treating him both like a child and a pet. He carries him in a baby carrier strapped to his body at one point, and even later has him on a leash. Mini-Me also enjoys making Scott's life miserable, which makes Dr. Evil having to restrain him. Although he is incredibly small, he is a strong fighter. Over time, Dr. Evil begins to neglect him as Scott becomes increasingly evil, and Number Three eventually manages to successfully convince him to defect to Austin's side. Fat Bastard is a Scottish henchman, also played by Mike Myers. He is incredibly foul-mouthed and morbidly obese, weighing a metric ton. However, he thinks of himself as, "I'm dead sexy," which he is heard calling himself, and believes that women find him irresistible. In the second movie, he infiltrates the British intelligence as a Scottish bagpiper and steals Austin's mojo, which is later taken back to his enemies. Later, Felicity Shagwell reluctantly sleeps with him on the job in the line of duty to place a tracking device on him. In the third movie, he is shown to have left Dr. Evil's employment and has become a professional sumo wrestler in Japan. At the end of the film, he is shown to have lost a lot of weight as a result of the Subway diet, but has a very large amount of excess skin. Goldmember, also portrayed by Mike Myers, Johan van der Smoot, also known as Goldmember, is the main antagonist in Austin Powers' movie in Goldmember. He is a rather peculiar and repulsive Dutchman who wears a completely golden outfit and is the owner of a roller disco club. He teams up with Dr. Evil to kill Austin Powers and take over the world, but is defeated and arrested by Foxy Cleopatra. Having lost his genitalia in an unfortunate smelting accident, he replaces them with a golden key that activates the Preparation H tractor beam. He is extremely disgusting. No. His other peculiarity disgusts both Dr. Evil and Austin alike. He has a habit of peeling off his own skin and then immediately eating it, much to the disgust of everyone else. Hence, small portions of his skin are seen to be missing from his body. There was also a whole slew of other characters. A lot of vagina, that was played by Fabiana Udino. She was a parody on Pussy Galore. Ivana Hompalot, portrayed by Christine Johnson, and she's a tall Russian woman who eventually was supposed to kill Austin, but ends up falling in love with him. Mustafa, played by Will Ferrell, he's one of Dr. Evil's henchmen. He's supposed to be Arab and wears a red fez, but for whatever reason, he almost is near impossible to kill. Patty O'Brien, played by Paul Dillon, is a henchman from Ireland, and he always leaves pieces from his charm bracelet, the Lucky Charms. Oh, they're always after me, Lucky Charms, which he claims that Scotland Yard is after. Mr. Bigglesworth is first portrayed as a Persian cat, and then is portrayed by a sphinx. He is Dr. Evil's pet cat, whom Dr. Evil ensures is happy at all times. Mufasa made the mistake during the unfreezing process, which caused Mr. Bigglesworth to lose all of his hair. He is bald for the rest of the series of films. Mini-Me has a tiny version of Mr. Bigglesworth called Mini Mr. Bigglesworth. The cat also appears as a kitten in flashbacks in the third film. There was also Dixie Normus, played by Gwyneth Paltrow. That was the fake film that Dixie was supposed to be the woman whom Austin met at the beginning of the third film while he's at a party. And fake film, Tom Cruise is who played Austin. Then there was also Fook Me and Fook You, played by Japanese teenage twins. Unibrow is supposed to be Frau's lover, and they met on the LPGA tour. And I got to say this about the Austin Powers series. I tried to go back and watch it, and maybe I've seen it so many times I know what to expect. It doesn't hit me the way it used to. And that's sad to me that some of these things that I could not get enough of, they don't rub me the right way anymore. So I really want to thank you guys for joining me on this version of GXO, where we talked about Austin Powers. Go out there and check it out. See what you think. If you've never seen it or you've never had the desire to sit through it, do it just for the innuendo part of things. So we'll see you next time.